You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Don't go fishing until you've been to the 46th Annual Fishing Show, April 14th through 18th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. They've got everything for the fishermen, all the new rods, reels, and lures, guides from Alaska to South America, dozens of fully rigged boats and hundreds of kayaks, and a kids clinic on Saturday and Sunday. So call or 10 at 713-780-3776. Wants a 4-pack of tickets to the Houston Fishing Show. If you love to fish or you just want to learn about fishing, don't miss the 46th Annual Fishing Show. Check out HoustonFishingShow.com for more info. Call or 10 713-780-3776. Now back to John Lentz.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. The occasional golf tournament is coming up, too. And this Monday, we're going to be at Hermit Park. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah.
For Lucille's?
Yeah.
Going to eat?
I'm only going to be there if there's food.
Yeah, Chris is going to feed us. So
you don't know that.
Yeah, we do. He's got food there.
Yes. Well, I can't.
It's
not
Lucille's.
For me.
Guess what?
I have to leave and go right. As soon as I'm done, I have to go back. Can you bring me some food back to the station?
Well, I'm sure at Herman Park you can get a hot dog or something. I mean,
I don't want a hot dog at Herman Park if
I'm sure you can.
If Lucille's is going to have their... Oh, my gosh. The food was so good last time. I've gone to the restaurant's cool. It's got an awesome patio, and they've got like a jazz band will go out there and play, and it's cool. And what Chris Williams is doing for Lucille's for the foundation, he's fed over 190,000 people in Houston. You don't even hardly hear it. There's other chefs here who love to make sure that their face is on everything national, every documentary, every Netflix series. Make sure you see they're the face of Houston. In the meantime, this guy is out feeding 190,000 people without any publicity at all. We're trying to help them because this is something we found out about. I'm the one who... I said, I want to get him on the radio. I reached out to Nick Scherfield about this, about getting Chris on the radio, because what he's doing is just phenomenal, and I'm hooking him up with ProVision because I think that'd be a good synergy as well. So we'll be there broadcasting, but it'll be the same old show. Probably lots of Deshaun stuff, which is fun for everybody. Astros on some kind of win streak on Monday. I'm sure Zach Greinke will have won again. Well, not won. He didn't win this time, but had another great appearance.
Yeah.
I'm sure probably there will be lots of Astros home runs by Monday. I'd imagine the Rockets will lose some close ones. Kelly Olynyk will probably bust 31, 32 in a loss.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. God willing, hopefully Deshaun, everything gets settled.
Hopefully by Monday we got this stuff in the bag and it's all done.
It's all
so
done.
We can get on to, third round football talk.
Well, or we, trade him. That'd be great. You know what, Deshaun? That's just going to be great. Just trade him. Hopefully everything is going to be settled by then. And that'll be awesome. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. It looks like Paul Pierce is going to land on his feet. He's going to be working for Barstool.
Well, that's what they want. I don't know if he's taking the job, but they are looking to try to hire him.
Oh, they're Boston guys. Well, at least Dave Portnoy is.
Yeah.
He's a Celtic.
That's true.
I don't think he'll take it. He might.
He might worry. Who knows? Looks like, now all of a sudden is the 14-year deal now. Now it's no good, Lance. It looks like Tatis will be back in a week.
Yeah. Read the holster here. Let me read some of the elements of the story. How does this make you feel? Tatis suffered an injury on a hard swing Monday and left San Diego's 3-2 loss to the San Francisco Giants. Now, his general manager, A.J. Preller, said he does not need surgery after the injury. And, in fact, he said the Padres on Monday said Tatis had suffered a shoulder subluxation, which is a partial dislocation of the joint. Preller said Tuesday that further exam showed a slight labrum tear consistent with a subluxation. He said the injury is non-surgical. The Padres hope Tatis can return as quickly as 10 days. Preller said the shortstop has full range of motion, and he just wanted to be in the lineup Tuesday, actually, John. So everything's fine. Look, he's got full range of motion. He wanted to be in the lineup Tuesday.
Yeah.
He said this, in general, for us, I think it's just being safe, given the left shoulder inflammation. and some of the instability a chance to calm down. That's all. Padres manager Jace Tingler told reporters after the Giants game that Tatis has experienced minor dislocations in the past, but said Monday's incident was the most pain he had ever seen Tatis in. Tingler also said nagging shoulder issue might have been bothering Tatis more than we realized. So what we've learned from this is A.J. Preller, GM's, the guy who gave him the contract, said, listen, full range of motion, he wanted to play Tuesday in the lineup, then we're just letting the inflammation and the thing. So it's not a big deal. This is nothing. The manager said, oh, he's had several minor dislocations, actually, and this is the most pain, and actually it's just probably worse than we realize.
Well, everybody who swings a bat is going to have the shoulder is going to pop
out. At some point.
At some
point, you can't swing a golf club or a bat.
No.
How many dislocations have you had swinging a golf club?
Several.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Minor ones.
No, but several.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not that big a deal to swing a bat and get a dislocation.
No.
It happens all the time. Yeah. Minor dislocations, multiple minor dislocations happen. It's these major ones. But this is a major one that only partially tore the labrum. So he wanted to be in the lineup yesterday.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, the next 14 years, I would not anticipate this being an issue. For the next 14 years, I would not think this shoulder is going to be a concern.
Are you sure he can't have minor surgery in the offseason?
What if we do this? Everyone starts super shifting him? Nothing but bunts. Can you win an MVP hitting 700? I'd like to know.
Whoa.
If you're 700 or bunts on a super shift.
What about?
Bunt.
What about what he's hitting now, though? I mean, let's take a look. I mean, he is tearing it up right now. What with his, he's 167 average. He does have three hits in 21 in 18 at bats. He's 3 for 18. He does have a home run, a solo homer. He has been caught stealing. He has made a few errors, okay? But that's nothing to be worried about. You know, what with five?
Yeah.
Standard fielding.
Listen, there's nothing to worry about. Five errors in how many games? Five errors in five games. Multiple minor dislocations. One major one it's a major one that tore part of the labrum, but it's not a major, major
dislocation. If you're in San Diego, are you a little concerned?
I would be a little concerned.
A little concerned about... Yeah, I mean, you always, 14-year deal. That's so smart. No, you're always, look at me. I never do a 14-year deal.
He is rooting for Tatis' downfall.
So yeah, he is.
He can put that in the check mark for being right.
Look, he's got his pinky out while he's sipping tea.
Put your pinky down.
All right? Stop with your
stop. Are you painting your nails now?
He's painting his nails now.
My nails now.
God. So petty.
Chives taught me that.
You're the most petty person.
Chives taught me that.
So let's rank the Masters field right now. Okay.
Are they going to allow the Masters to go off in Georgia considering the name, John? Is that going to be allowed?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. That Keith Overman thing really thought it would sway people.
Guess what? No, Keith, you were wrong.
Huh?
It's called the Masters because it's the Masters of golf.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with slaves.
Says you, John, and you know, history.
Yeah. Well, right. Me and history.
Yeah. Says that.
Where do you have the Astros ranked right now as far as power rankings?
They're the best team in baseball.
Although
they have the Dodgers at one on that ranking.
No, Astros. You know what? Until the Dodgers can beat the Astros.
Well, they are beating the snot out of the A's too, though.
Yeah, but until the Dodgers can beat the Astros in a World Series, they can't get the number one title.
Yeah, they couldn't beat them last year because the Astros didn't get there. But
doesn't matter, but they didn't beat the Astros.
No, right. Right.
But Jordan never beat Olajuwon. None of his titles count.
But they beat then Olajuwon never beat Jordan, so none of his titles count.
So have people put asterisks. All asterisks.
So no
all
one won a
Jordans
title.
Are asterisks.
And no, yep. And
all six of his are asterisks. And, by the way, I don't count the Dodgers last year. They played with a COVID-y guy. Okay?
Yeah.
You left a COVID guy in there.
Yeah.
Intentionally. A wildling. Then you let that wildling out on the pictures for the team. Right? And then you didn't play the Astros. There's a strike shortened year.
It's an illegitimate title.
It
was a COVID short.
Both LA titles are illegitimate.
Yeah,
the Lakers,
those
the Dodgers,
titles did not count.
Neither one of them count.
Let's be real.
Forget
here.
About it.
Hmm.
LeBron, did they beat the Rockets? Your title doesn't count.
Did the LA Lakers beat the Rockets?
No.
I mean, in the
well, actually, they did. Yes.
But in the finals?
Well,
no.
They would never play them in the finals, no matter what.
Well, so they didn't beat them in the finals.
I mean, they technically beat them in the playoffs.
No, it's not technically. They did. They actually they did.
But they lost the first game.
That's true.
Did they sweep them?
No. A soft sweep is what we call that.
Listen, yeah. I don't count Cleveland's Gentleman's win even. Over the Warriors.
Why
I don't
not?
Count that one.
Why
they
not?
Didn't beat the Rockets on the hamstring year. They didn't beat the best team in they didn't beat the best team in basketball in the hamstring year. So I can't count that. I don't care if you came down back 3-1. Big deal.
Was that the same sucked. was it the same year, was it?
Yeah, something like
it
that.
It wasn't the same year.
Basically.
The 3-1 comeback.
How many times did they play each other?
No, the 3-1 comeback was it the same year? The hamstring year.
Oh, no, that's right, because Golden State beat the brakes off.
Yeah, the hamstring year is when LeBron went for 50 and Smith was not didn't pay attention. And then they went on to sweep him.
That was Smith. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was that
right,
year.
That
yeah.
one. 912 ESPN 97.5. Time to pay off. With our Cajun thoughts, our Cajun crawfish thoughts earlier.
I remember.
Yeah. We previewed that we were going to talk about crawfish. Okay. So here's the payoff.
Here it is, guys. What you've been waiting for.
Here it is. And, well, actually, it's this weekend. Are you excited about this weekend? Because I am. I can tell you that. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen is this weekend you're going to go out and you are going to have a big time out at the BTR Cajun Throwdown. It's the April 9th and 10th, which is, Friday and Saturday. Oh, it's this week. That's right. Good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup, better than ever. Whiskey Myers, Frank Foster, Wayne Toops, and Jamie Bergeron. Many more as well. And, by the way, you got Zydeco Dancing, Crawfish Eating Contest, and an exciting kid zone. There's crawfish, and more crawfish. It's crawfish time. And you want to go out to the good old days fairgrounds in Hitchcock to enjoy it. BTRCajunThrowdown.com. BTRCajunThrowdown.com. Get your tickets now. Step right up. Get your tickets. It's powered by Budweiser, Mac 5 Services, Integrity Testing and Inspection, and Out the Ditch Crawfish. You're looking for a great time with music. And again, Whiskey Myers, Frank Foster, Wayne Toops, and Jamie Bergeron. You can see the schedule and the rundown at BTRCajunThrowdown.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I can only take 7 golfers, okay, for my fantasy team this week. 7. How are you supposed to pare down this Masters field to 7, John?
I don't know if you remember the conversation we had yesterday when you said we were going to talk about this. I said the COVID vaccine I was going to take was going to make me allergic to golf talk. Mm. And what do you know? That's one of the side effects. I can't talk about it. There's a rash breaks out on my arm every time you mention it, so I can't talk about it. Sorry.
So are you still part of the culture because you got your vaccine?
That's an interesting question that was asked in the break. I didn't know it'd be coming on air.
You can't always trust John.
No, you can't. I am not an athlete, so I feel like I'm allowed to take the COVID vaccine and not be questioning whether the government's out to get me, which is sometimes
can
a thing.
Can you start a podcast called I Am Not an Athlete Podcast?
As opposed to I Am an Athlete, sure. Yeah. Where I do the inverse of everything they think I should do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm still part of it, even though I got the first dose of the vaccine.
You do?
Yeah. I know.
Is your arm falling off?
No.
Do you think that you
it,
now
it
have,
started hurting
do you have
though,
a chip
it?
In your arm now?
Well, I do have the soreness at the spot. It's like, yeah. It's not my whole arm. It just feels like your buddy punched you in the arm. And
that's how it feels like you got frogged.
But it doesn't go away.
You know, and you don't have chills? You don't have a weak?
No,
You're not weak?
I don't feel weak at all. I feel fine. Only
do you have? Do you feel like you now have a chip in your arm that the government can follow you everywhere?
The government is tracking you with a 5G tower?
Well, they do that with your phone, so I'm not worried about the chip.
Right. You know, 5G is the one that's causing a lot of this.
If you have your phone on you, the government can track you, so I'm not worried about the chip.
Government can track me. I don't care.
I don't mind it.
Like I said, I'm the guy I don't want the government has too much information on me. Y'all can, what? Here you go. Tell me what you want. I'll give it to you. You're not going to, it's nothing. I got nothing for you. I don't want them knowing where I am. You know where I am. I may go to Casa do Brasil later if y'all want to meet the government. So, y'all want to meet me? Actually, I don't want to talk to the government. I like to watch my shows quietly with headphones in on my phone. I don't want government there eating with me at a churrascaria. That sounds none of their business.
Or your family.
What I put inside my body.
Your body, your choice?
You don't want Ted Cruz with you eating?
No. No. Right? I'm having would you like more top sirloin? What if Ted Cruz grabbed with his tongs the whole thing?
What if he opened his mouth and said,
Ted, they're supposed to, they slice a little piece and you take your tongue and pull it off. You're not supposed to grab the whole thing or just open your mouth. That's not how it works.
Just open his mouth. That's what Salt Bay does.
I don't want to go to Salt Bay chacha ass restaurant.
John, have you gotten your first dose yet?
I have.
Mine was at a park and it wasn't busy appointment, but they set it up like if they have a rush, we've all watched those movies where it's almost like it's set up kind of like a camp, but they have you drive around. Like if something,
you're in your car.
Yeah. I didn't even get out of my car. I was thinking,
I didn't even hear about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It reminded me of like those camps you see on television where refugees are strolling in, except there's no one there because we're not in a third world country, but it's this expansive space and they just have you going through tents. They get you checked here and go, oh, okay, now it's your turn. They just say, lift up your arm. They gave me the shot. They say, hey, wait in this air 15 minutes and go home. It was that simple.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I went to CVS. I had to wait in line, standing in line for about an hour.
I went to some place that was the Bayou Center or something for my first one. Super simple. It was very well organized, very quick, right on time. The second one was even faster. I got in 15 minutes before, and all I could think of was, we should be doing more of these. Like, they should be cranking out more of these by now. Well, now they are. Did you see we're over 60% of the people now? The country supposedly had the first shot. Yeah. I thought that number was way higher than I anticipated, but Biden went from 100 million. The goal is 100 million by the end of April to 200 million. He's like, you know what? We've already hit 100 million. Let's shoot it up. Let's raise it to 200 million. So, like I said, it's going to be coming at us pretty fast in terms of full, baseball stadiums. This summer, we're going to be full at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
We're going to be full, and there's not going to be a second
thought.
This is all going to be behind us.
At football.
This is not going to last forever. It's going to be behind us. Much like smallpox,
The effects of it will last in terms of people, the loss of life and stuff.
Life as we knew it, it will happen.
Will people always have to carry the card with them to enter places?
About the passport to travel. You have to have a COVID passport.
Or even
maybe,
to get into a place that has a lot of people in it. Will you have to have a vaccination along with your ID to prove that is your vaccination
or
card?
Or maybe it will be on your driver's license.
Possibly.
That would be the best way to work it.
Or maybe if you don't get vaccinated, then you're risking your own life.
No, you stay with the dirty people.
Herd immunity.
Well, I'm just saying,
that's the same thing as, I don't get a flu. It's the same as not getting a flu shot.
Yeah.
I can just tell you this. I never had a flu
dangerous, yeah.
that punked me as much as COVID.
Right.
Well, I'm hoping for a time where your vaccination card allows you entry into places. You don't have it. Take your ass home.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. James. I'm sorry, Mr. LeBron James. We can't let you into the club, into the VIP. Here you go, Mr. Olole.
You think that's
bang,
like
that? You get in.
Yeah.
And then and LeBron's like there. He's there like, hey, me and Jimmy Butler want to get in. You can't get in.
It sounds like a skit from Saturday Night Live.
I know it does.
me and LeBron would ever be in the same place other than an NBA arena?
Right. Well, you two are clubbing.
Clubbing, but LeBron can't get in the VIP because he doesn't have his vaccination card.
Sorry, buddy.
And you do.
Sorry. Yeah. Things have changed.
No. And everybody's celebrating Dell being there.
Get your dirty ass out of here, LeBron. Trash ass, LeBron.
Get your dirty ass out of here.
Say something like that.
7378033776. You're on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, this little thing? Oh, don't worry. You got your card. Oh, this thing? Oh, it's nothing. Just my vaccination card.
I got that Pfizer. What you got, LeBron? Oh, You're not vaccinated? Take your dirty ass.
All Moderna home. People say the same thing. Take oh, you have Moderna? Did you? How did you feel? Oh, yeah, you got sick. Like, Moderna people are the ones who.
I got that.
That's what I got, Moderna.
And you didn't feel good, did you?
No.
The first day you were fine, it was the second day.
Second day, I was, yeah. But I'm fine.
I got fatigue. Oh, yeah, I was fine after a day.
So.
My one day, though, felt like I had COVID.
Yeah.
Both shots, yeah.
Well, that's like the flu. One day. That gives you the flu. The flu shot.
Yeah, but not everyone gets it with Moderna, but everyone who has had those, almost all of them have been Moderna.
I got
not
that Pfizer. I got the good stuff.
Yeah, you got the good stuff.
Ooh.
Johnson & Johnson, no one's.
I haven't seen, it's not available, at least in my area. It was either Pfizer or Moderna, and that was a Pfizer day. They have
damn,
different
I wish
days.
You had gotten Moderna so you could have been.
I wish I'd have gone.
You're Chris, a hateful
Chris
person.
Chris says Methodist is a well-oiled machine.
Chris who?
Chris, my buddy Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, he said.
Oh, most of these have been well-oiled machines.
Yeah.
I've seen other things. And in Washington, you see, well, people are standing in line and there's confusion about the COVID. In Houston, like with most stuff that we do, for whatever reason, I'll give it up to whoever, Sylvester Turner or CDC or whoever's doing this. It's been pretty, the testing, we were the first with mass testing that I know. I mean, our mass testing was pretty easy. We had the free testing over there at Minute Maid Park. I got that a few times.
Yeah.
It was super easy. The I haven't heard about a bunch of problems with getting. Have you heard about anybody who's had trouble with vaccine, like waiting an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours? I heard one person tell me that.
No. Well, my buddy, he went to, where is it, NRG, and he said it took about an hour to get vaccinated. And I had to wait at CVS for an hour to in line, but it was fine. I mean, you know what? I got my.
If y'all want to keep getting vaccines and waiting an hour, you can stay in Harris County. If you want that quick, efficient
get
vaccine,
outside.
Take your ass to Galveston County.
Yeah,
in League City.
Y'all are efficient. Or just nobody's doing it. So because
I don't know, they make appointments, and I was in and out. Whole process didn't have to get on my car. Probably took 20 minutes. In and out.
Not even out of the car?
No.
I want to drive down and there,
most,
badass.
And most of the wait was and most of the wait was about, hey, stay in this area to make sure you're okay
stay
before
in Harris
you leave.
County people.
Well, yeah.
Good people.
You wait for an hour.
Now, Jackie's down there in that area. I ain't going down
that
there.
That is a detriment that Jackie's around.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jackie's in that neighborhood. I ain't going nowhere.
But I made
there.
My appointment when Jackie
was there. That's where Raheel goes with his dog.
To where does he go again?
He goes down to the beach to see Jackie with his dog.
It's weird, their connection. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. What's their connection other than, you know, Jackie?
One doesn't drink or do anything, and the other one is drunk all the time.
And he listened to Raheel on the show, and they became friends?
I guess.
What's the? I don't get it.
Me either.
Raheel will drive way out of his way to hang out with Jackie, who's, what, a generation older than him?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah. And you does Raheel's wife know about this?
You think Raheel's his cabana boy?
I'm embarrassed to even think about this relationship.
You think Raheel does stuff for him?
Ooh.
I said for him, not to him.
No.
I said for him.
Not to him?
No, I didn't say to him.
For him.
Maybe Raheel just does stuff around the house.
You know what? No wonder I couldn't find you. You stayed in your car? I waited hours, Jackie says.
Keep waiting, Jackie. I'll see you today.
We should have to show our vaccination certificate to vote.
Ooh, more restrictive voter laws.
Second at Walter Hall. Is that where you were? Walter Hall Park?
Yeah, that's where it is.
That's where it is?
Yeah.
It's even faster than the first one, underrated mess up.
Dell got injected with seawater. Dell didn't get injected. Just because it was a drive-thru didn't mean he got seawater.
I don't know what's in it. I just felt fine afterwards. That could have been. Whatever.
When the nurse administering the shot asked Dell, "Sir, can I have your name, please?" What did you say?
Well, they already have my name. Because
did they say Ola Dele, Olole?
They have a check-in. They go, what's your name? Because you have to show your ID and that. And I
was
gave
it
my
Ola
name.
Dele?
Yeah, I had to give him my full name, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did Sean say Big D?
Big D Watson when he checked in.
That's what you may know me as from the thing.
Yeah.
No, we sir. Don't, Mr. Watson.
What's your full name?
What's your full given name? Nike has suspended their endorsement with Deshaun Watson, and they say, "We are deeply concerned by the disturbing allegations of suspended Deshaun Watson. We'll continue to closely monitor the situation." That's money, but that's the beginning of this. Once one One thing we know about this, these situations that are kind of Me Too situations, once it starts to roll, it's going to continue to roll downhill.
Jackie says, congrats on yet another awful show, fellas. The streak is alive. Yep. We're DiMaggio. We're 56.
Oh, it's a little. There's a little bias.
We're more Cal Ripken.
Yeah, there's, 56. You're limiting us. There's a little bias because
we're Cal Ripken. What number was that? 3,000
range.
3,100. I don't know.
120.
741 or something
like that. Whatever. Jackie's just upset because no one wants to hang out with him except for Raheel.
Yeah, Jamie, we did. We talked about Nike ending their endorsement with Deshaun Watson. There's more coming. I'm telling you, Nike finally acted here. I think the NFL is going to act too after yesterday. I do. I think the NFL is going to have to come forward and say, until Deshaun Watson
they're
gets this all straightened out, yeah, he's going to be on the exempt list.
They're working on it. Yeah, maybe you could just do that.
Yeah.
Maybe you just say exempt list and that. Well, I mean, what is that? Why would it be? Difference does it make?
Well, pretty soon we're going to be going to.
But exemplist gives you another spot on your roster for the Texans.
Yeah.
But what difference?
Well, it also keeps Deshaun away from the facility.
I think that was happening anyway.
Well, I know, but now it's.
Yeah, why not?
Now it's official.
It makes it look like you are.
Yeah, you are being proactive.
Although, does it make it look like you are being judgmental prematurely?
No. And you know what? Deshaun's got issues.
You could just say, we want to see how this.
Yeah. While the investigation is ongoing, Deshaun will be on the exempt list. I think the league has to do something because there's 22 accusers coming forward. It's not a good look for anybody. 929 ESPN 97.5. We told you we'd talk about insurance here.
Yeah. This is one of the things we talked about here, and the wait is over, guys. TGS Insurance. The wait is over. If you've been saying, how can I save some money? How can I put more money back in my pocket? How about more of your money does go in your pocket when you actually shop for a homeowner's insurance? I had someone reach out yesterday, said they saved $1,350 with their homeowner's insurance, and it was really simple. They heard me talk about this yesterday. They texted the word money to 2323, and what happens is TGS Insurance within seconds is going to give you a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. If you want to tighten it up with additional coverage for that or the flood insurance or whatever you want to do, they'll do that for you. You can compare that rate to what it is that you're paying, and if you find that you're paying way too much and you can save money with TGS Insurance and an A-rated insurance company, then you can switch over and they will handle all the heavy lifting. You might sign something on a DocuSign, which is super simple, typing your initials or your name. And then before you know it, you are switched over on the same day to the new company, the new homeowner's insurance, and you're saving money. That's how simple this can be. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I found a way not to talk about golf in the last segment, but this is something you should be interested in. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational benefiting Kids Meals Houston. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages, lunch from Uberitos, 18 holes of golf, and a quick socially distant dinner and award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. That's April 28th, which is a Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Benefiting Kids Meals, Houston.
And eyelids for kids. So
eyelids for kids.
Not eyelids for kids.
Don't.
He's helping kids. Kids Meals, eyelids for kids.
No, stop saying that. No.
It's a collab.
They no, it isn't. Collab. It's not a collab. It's not Kids Meals X eyelids for kids. It's not a collab.
Is that a collab?
No.
Should be.
One of them is real. One of them isn't.
No, eyelids for kids is not real. Let's talk about the NFL draft. We have not done that today. I'm convinced, dude. I am really convinced that the Jets have made a huge, huge mistake. When you see what the third overall pick got, basically three first rounders, you move back, then you move back up. I'm not convinced that Zach Wilson is worth three first rounders. I'm just not.
Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
No.
Because Mac Jones is worth that.
To one team.
So I'm convinced that the Jets would have been much better off keeping Darnold and getting a bunch of picks for Zach Wilson.
Oh, I think they would have loved to have done that.
Well, apparently not.
I don't think they knew.
What do you mean they didn't know? How did you don't do your due diligence? What do you give me for the second pick?
Well, I think they like Mac Jones. Well, no, maybe. Well, why would if they like Mac Jones, why would you move up to two if you could just do the same thing at three?
No. Well, somebody would have give if you give up three first rounders, two first
that's
rounders.
That's one team being run by a coach. By the way, might I remind you that the personnel stuff is actually being run by Kyle Shanahan? This could be another dumb coach move.
Oh, no question it could be a dumb coach move. Why didn't the Jets take advantage of a dumb coach move?
Because maybe they didn't get the call. Trust me, Ron Rivera told you last year, we didn't know about this DeAndre Hopkins thing.
Yeah, but
remember that?
Wait a minute. Call all teams.
I think they like Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones is the guy they want. You don't have to go to two to get Mac Jones. You can go to three.
Well, wait a minute. But if you can go to two, you guarantee yourself Mac Jones.
You already know Zach Wilson's going to.
Okay, so my point being,
and he might have talked to.
Wait a minute. My point being, what
Robert
is
Sala.
So the two is worth a lot. The number two pick is worth a lot.
I don't know if it is right now. I mean, you don't know that. We know what they paid for one. We know what one team gave for, and everyone. And if it's Mac Jones, people are already saying this is the dumbest trade ever.
Yeah.
Nah, maybe not dumbest trade ever. That's
no
Bob. Bill O'Brien has multiple dumbest trades ever.
Yeah, no.
So that's not even actually accurate. But, yeah, I don't think you I don't know that that's actually the going rate. It's kind of like Laremy Tunsil. Just because Laremy Tunsil got that contract didn't mean that was the actual norm for the position. Just because Kyle Shanahan gave
a bad deal. Well, if the third pick got it, you have to assume that they could have gotten it the second pick. And you have to assume that they did their due diligence. And you know what? There's other teams that need quarterbacks. You call them and say, hey, what will you give us for this? All I'm saying is I think the Jets made a huge – I don't think Zach Wilson, first of all – well, we'll see if Zach Wilson is worth the second overall pick. You know what? We'll find out. But to have that kind of faith in Zach Wilson over – is Zach Wilson better than Sam Darnold?
I mean, what have you seen from Sam Darnold that makes you go, this is the guy? I mean, you do know you're
never going to see him with a good. I want to see him with a good coach and good players.
Are you ever going to get the number two pick again? Like, this is your chance to have the number two pick, and you reset the rookie contract. And Sam Darnold, a decision needs to be made on his fifth year next year. That's a lot. That's a lot for you to pass on quarterback when next year you could end up in the five spot. You know what I mean? Or the four spot. Maybe you don't. This is your chance to get a quarterback that you like. Your choice of four quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, you got a quarterback that you like, only you didn't give him a coach or any players.
No, actually, that wasn't his pick. That wasn't – I don't know if Joe Douglas likes Sam Darnold. That wasn't Joe Douglas' pick.
How did – okay.
That was – what's
coming out of college, was Sam Darnold a bigger
– it doesn't matter about out of college. How has he looked in three
years?
Well,
but Douglas, again, you didn't give him anything, though.
Joe Douglas, I don't think, is all in on Sam
Darnold. If Sam Darnold succeeds in Carolina, which I think he will – I mean, that's yet another.
Didn't mean he was going to succeed in New York media.
By this Jets team.
I don't see it that way. Why is Joe Douglas all in on a guy who hadn't played with the Kraft for him in New York?
If Joe Douglas was all in with Sam Darnold, he would have to believe, like a lot of us do, that Adam Gase is a talent killer.
And yes.
Now people will tell you, you look at guys who get away from him, they automatically all of a sudden become pretty good players. When they were highly regarded going in, and then with him, nothing worked out. So Joe Douglas would have to be from the inside looking in saying, this guy stinks as a coach.
I mean, John, under Joe Douglas, Sam Darnold last year, 9 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. I don't know that I'm buying all in on
well,
that.
Well, again, he had Adam Gase and nothing.
And Frank.
But that's all you have to go on is this guy who doesn't play very well. His career, all that stuff is true. But now you say, you know what? This is going to be year four, and we got to make a decision on our fifth year. And are we ever going to have the second pick of the draft again? And we get to reset our rookie quarterback deal? It's almost you almost have to, even if you thought about the Sam Darnold, you almost have to go in a different direction because there's no flashes that tell you, you know, Sam Darnold's average yards per attempt is 6.6 for his career. He's never even hit 7 on average yards per attempt. It's just not enough for you to put your stock in that when you consider that you may never get the second pick again, well, and you may not get a chance to reset your rookie
or
salary.
I wouldn't make it about second pick.
I think Darnold's got a shot.
Because the Jets have had the third pick three out of the last 4 years. So they've
and
been
none,
they've
none
been
of them reach a second deal.
They have Sam.
Ever.
They had they drafted Sam Darnold at three, and they drafted Quinton Williams at three, and then they were with Mekhi Becton at 11. So they've been in that top five territory for a while now. If they now you have to hope if you draft Zach Wilson, you don't ever see that again. But so, they've been there, and they know what it's about to be there.
So this is from somebody in the know. Why not keep Darnold and draft Zach Wilson? You might find out Darnold is better. And then you can trade Zach Wilson and get a bunch for him.
That's one way.
But to me, the problem is if you've got value. I mean, trading back out of the second pick, to me, you're going to get. I mean, for whatever reason, all of a sudden, two number ones for Ramsey, two ones for Jamal Adams, two ones for Tunsil. I mean, it seems like
none
two
of these
ones
are. By the way, none of these are making sense.
They're not making sense.
Jamal,
two ones for Mac Jones.
What did Adams ultimately do for Seattle?
Well, he led the league in sacks by a set of record for a safety.
What did he difference he make in the defense? They sucked. Their secondary sucked.
Yeah.
What difference did Jamal Adams ultimately make? That's a safety.
Yeah.
That's like paying a quarter. That's like paying Laremy Tunsil. This is my argument the whole time. A guy who gets the quarterback because you can move him around. You can't move a left tackle around. A pass protection is a unit. One guy can have an impact as a pass rusher. We've seen that with J.J. Watt physically being able to still get to the quarterback. Quarterbacks are the one where you say, okay, it's skewed. You're just going to get crazy, crazy value. But for Jalen Ramsey, a corner that much?
No, that's why I'm saying I would think that the number two pick is more valuable than Zach Wilson because he's a risk.
Who wants
Zach Wilson is a risk.
Oh yeah, no, I personally agree with you. I'm just saying I don't think the Jets are going to do that and bet on Sam.
Do
Darnold.
People love Zach Wilson? Like we know the 49ers apparently
know.
Love Mac Jones.
They,
do people view Zach
not
Wilson
like
as
that. Not like that.
Change
the
their
thing.
Draft and,
people
and multiple drafts for him.
This quarterback draft, like everyone is acting. Some people really like Zach Wilson, but then like Justin Fields does not have all this love. Trey Lance, people know, man, that's love all the talent, love all the traits, but I got 1 year of tape at North Dakota State. It is what it is. And then with Zach Wilson, you got one really, really good year against bad competition, but he looks good and he's undersized. He's had a shoulder injury already previously the year before. It's just not a home run. It's not a home run at quarterback. So what John's saying, I get that. I wouldn't mind moving back and picking up other. The Falcons are saying, hey, number four is open. Everyone keeps assuming that quarterback's going to four. They got Matt Ryan, and if they don't love these other quarterbacks, man, guys want to make an offer for a quarterback like y'all just gave San Francisco, come on in. Come get it.
Well, if you love Justin Fields, if you love Trey Lance.
Yeah.
If you love that guy, I could certainly see them getting something stupid for him. But you got to love that guy.
You got to love two different
players. You love Mac Jones that much?
I know. You have to love two different players because you can't move up to four because you don't know for sure what San Francisco is going to do. You just don't know.
Yeah.
So if you love one guy and if San Francisco takes him, you're like, I thought they were going to go. Mac Jones, took Justin Fields. That's who we wanted.
And then they wind up trading multiple first rounders for a tight end. I guess we got to take Kyle Pitts. You traded two first rounders in the next two drafts, plus your one this year.
Marcus Davenport got another first rounder.
And how did that work?
What the hell?
No, well, the Saints did. We're doing stupid.
That was stupid.
God, stupid stuff.
Well, that was ridiculous. Are you kidding? You won't do that for Kyle Pitts?
Honestly, I'm not going to use that dumb decision to inform my current decision.
Trading up is typically for losers. Trading up is typically for losers.
Well, yeah, unless it's Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes.
Both teams
did that.
Generally speaking, two trades to get up. You had to trade up and then up again to get Carson Wentz. Where are you now on that? That's over.
Do you like that the Dolphins, after they traded back up?
I mean,
I didn't see it.
I only do because at 12, unless you like Waddle and you think he might fall there, you're pushing yourself out of an elite pass catcher. Now, if some team really wants a quarterback at four and the Bengals, decide they want to protect Joe Burrow's legs, they go at five with Sewell, then you have your choice. The Dolphins are they're managing some risk here, but at 12, you're hoping that Waddle falls or maybe Smith falls. At 6, you're probably going to have your choice of at least two of the top three. That's why I like it. And plus, you're playing with kind of house money because it's the Texans pick anyway, and you accrue. Just remember, it's not even their pick.
Stop looking at it that way.
That's what it is.
Could you stop doing that?
Look at the overview. It's a Texans pick, and you kept an extra first rounder. So I don't mind it so much as long as you wind up with one of those pass catchers you like.
944 ESPN 97.5. I hope you end up with a Hoops goal. That's what I hope you end up with.
That'd be great.
Hoops sporting goals and equipment and the Hoops goal is the best. And this is, Dad, we want a goal. We want a goal that we can actually have fun with. We don't want Mom saying, Dad, we don't want a goal that's going to look ugly. We don't want a white backboard that needs painting and the rim is bent and there's no net. And you're like, what the bleep? This is horrible. It actually brings down the value of your home. Well, how about bringing up the value of your home? How about curb appeal? Because that's what the Hoops goal does. We loved our goal. We did. And Keith Tate did an unbelievable job. The installation is second to none. It is going to be great. And then the kids can actually enjoy it because they can move the goal up and down and they can dunk. When you go to the website, produnkhoops.com, you will see all of the pictures. The most of it is all just kids dunking. Because they can, Dad. They can because you can lower the goal. This is what the kids want. This is what the kids want to do. They'll actually use it as opposed to it sitting out there while they're playing their video games inside. No, they're going to go outside and they're going to enjoy the goal because they can actually have fun with it. ProDunkHoops.com, the best goal in the world, ProDunkHoops.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. I thought like Macedonia was like Babylon. It was biblical and it's no longer in existence. Like Prussia. There's no Prussia anymore. There still is a Macedonia.
What used to be... they beat Germany. But it's a different name. Something Macedonia.
North Macedonia?
No, it's not North and South Macedonia.
You sure about that?
It is.
I think it is North Macedonia.
It is North Macedonia.
What? Yes. No, that's not the team that beat Germany.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
North Macedonia, they beat Germany.
You got beat by a directional school?
Losers.
Yes.
Coastal?
Germany
is soccer. You got beat by a coastal?
You got beat by Southwest Louisiana?
They got beat at home by North Macedonia.
I know.
At home.
How pathetic. Yes.
Why? Why is that? Why do you care about that?
And all you T-shirt fans of North Macedonia who now are coming out of the woodwork like, I'll always be here in North Macedonia, T-shirt fans. Losers.
Why are you so...
Did you go to school in North Macedonia?
Why are you so upset? You seem upset about this random game.
North Macedonia T-shirt fans. What the
hell? Why are you so upset about this random game?
Yeah.
Oh, just because my country, my old... well, it's not really my country.
The fatherland is what you want to call it?
The fatherland hasn't been... Is motherland Russia or Germany?
I think that's Russia. The motherland. Fatherland is Germany.
Is Germany, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, just, you know, I haven't had people over there since probably early 1900s.
Do you guys have a problem with this assistant referee asking Erling Haaland for his autograph?
It's a little weird. I mean, isn't that a line you don't cross?
I would think.
During the game?
Well, do you know?
When Tom Brady tries to give you a high five, you can't do it. That referee was smart. He's like, nope, not going to high five you, Tom. It'll turn into a meme.
Yeah.
It will. Really? Because what was it? Joe West? Apparently,
you want to be compared to Joe West?
No, well, Joe West, Mike Hampton. He said, "Don't worry, I'm going to get this call."
Was it Billy Wagner or Mike?
Oh, it was Billy Wagner. Yeah. Billy Wagner used to lend him cars when he came into town.
Yeah,
that feels conflict of interest.
And Billy said, "Put your glove like 3 inches outside the plate. Don't worry, I'll get the call.
I'll get this call because he's riding my car."
Yeah, you don't gave him a truck to drive.
Yeah, you don't want that to be the case.
Like, no, unless you're Billy.
Why? Billy Wagner got the call.
Unless you're Billy Wagner. No,
yeah, Billy wants it, but I mean, Borussia Dortmund lost the game to Man City late, but you don't want Yeah, you don't want the referee out there.
Hey, can I have
Hey, what are you doing? Stop asking the guy who just played for his autograph. It makes you look.
I had them plus 1,200.
Man, that burger Borussia? Looks pretty good, except it's impossible. We don't need
It's not real meat, though.
It's not real meat. No.
You had Dortmund yesterday?
You had Dortmund?
No, to win it all.
Well, they still got another leg. They got a home match against Man City to try to turn it around.
You know what you get? You get what you deserve for betting on soccer. That's what you get.
Get what you deserve.
It wasn't actual. It was just from this web. No, I guess they're still alive, huh?
Yeah, I'm saying it's the first leg. They get to play.
It's plus 1,700.
Man City next week to try to turn around. They're only down 2-1, and they scored a rolled goal, so they're in it.
Yeah. Told you, John.
Yeah.
Stop dabbing.
Oh, why did you dab?
And he hit the mic, too.
And guess what? You're paying this week because of North Macedonia. Congratulations.
North Macedonia. Listen, all you North Macedonia t-shirt fans.
They don't exist.
I need a North.
I can't believe they lost.
I need a North Macedonia.
They lost to a directional school. That is so
bad.
At
home.
It's a directional country.
It's the equivalent of UTEP beating... Germany at one point was Alabama.
Kentucky?
No, I'm not basketball. Oh. I'm going like UTEP football beating
Texas?
Florida.
It's I guess.
Is it really?
Germany's
been that big at upset?
It'd be like if the Ohio Bobcats. Ooh. Yeah. The Ohio Bobcats walked into Columbus and beat Ohio State.
Oh yeah, that's what it would be.
It'd be like that.
Yeah,
like if they walked in one of those,
a big deal.
In one of those games where, Ohio State's naming their score this week.
So, and you just had money line and you lost that.
Ball State?
You had money line?
Ball State.
Hold
even
on, did Appalachian State beat Michigan? Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
Yes,
that's what it's like.
Yeah. And you had Germany money line?
A four teamer.
But money line, not goals.
Money line.
Oh, God.
How do you lose that?
No wonder. Well, you deserve to pay that.
3-0, and there's your one loss.
Germany to North Macedonia.
Germany deserves to catch it.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Your people.
And now, don't even qualify for
Germany deserves to catch it now?
This World Cup
qualifier. Hold on a second.
World Cup qualifier.
So, not a friendly.
Okay, Mussolini.
Germany's going to catch it.
He always with this. We're like 80 years in on this, and he's always coming with this.
Finally, something we can sink our teeth into with Germany.
No,
they have some opposition.
What I'm saying is, what if they don't make the World Cup? What even is the point of having one?
If Germany's
not in it, yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
Like saying Brazil's not in it. Don't care.
Oh, that's like saying the U.S. isn't in it.
No. That's just
Germany. Okay. Germany got knocked out in the first in the group stage last year. They didn't even get to the second round.
Maybe
Germany.
That's why they're losing.
Take the L again,
Macedonia.
Germany.
Yeah, maybe if their manager would stop digging in his butt and smelling it, they'd be better off.
Yeah, that's it.
That dude is gross. That dude is just
he's
gross.
Like a long time age, highly respected.
He's going to be done after the Euros, which is before the World Cup. His run is ending, and maybe rightfully so if you're losing to North Macedonia.
Gotta stop digging.
Get out of your armpits and your nose and your ass.
The nose is something, okay. I mean, you're in public, that may be something that's just a tick for you, but if you're digging in your... But the nose thing, I could kind of get, it's don't do it in public, but everyone's gone in the nose. You're getting your butt...
Not on when you're on the sideline coaching
history. Understood. But the nose thing is like, okay, a reflex, he did that, okay, he got caught. We've seen guys go on their nose before on TV, sports figures. I ain't in your butt and then smelling it?
No,
want to see what's going on down there?
It's hard to come back from that.
No,
Anna lost in Macedonia.
Well, and under his pits,
he did everything.
And he kind of
even that is understandable. Oh, man, I'm a little ripe, but you don't go down
A little ripe. Well, you might be a little ripe down there too.
You don't test it out in public.
No.
What
if he goes to the front and then right to the nose?
All of those things are more acceptable
what I do down there
than what he did. All the things you suggested, nose. Armpit, front groin area, I can kind of get the butt, and then
right to the nose.
Come on, man,
dude. You know what? It's stinky down there. I don't know if you heard.
You're too well dressed to do that. You're too well dressed.
What?
What does Gabe want to talk about?
He wants to talk Champions League.
Okay. What's up, Gabe? Let's talk about Champions League.
Morning, boys. I was calling to see if I can get Lance's pick-ems for today's Champions League games, because obviously whatever he picks, you go the opposite, you're going to win some money.
Mm, how about that?
What you got today?
Because I've been, there's a bunch of envelopes say you're wrong on that one.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm just saying.
Team Petty.
I'm just saying.
That volcano's bubbling, Gabe. You better watch yourself.
No. This is when it usually happens.
Yeah.
You got what, Porto versus Chelsea, is it? And Bayern Munich
Porto,
versus
Chelsea
PSG.
And Bayern and PSG.
You got bets on these, Lance?
Bayern. No.
I'm taking Bayern over PSG.
PSG. Going into Germany.
Yeah, let's find out what we got here.
Yeah, it's the first leg has Munich host or Bayern hosting PSG.
This is our segment where we give soccer winners.
Okay, what is anybody using PXGs on the tour for the Masters this week?
No,
that's a different Pierre thing.
Saint-Germain. What are you talking about?
Pierre right, Saint Germain.
So PSG is Bayern is the favorite, minus a half goal, even money. Do you want PSG plus a half goal? The draw is plus 280, PSG to win plus 265, Bayern is minus 110. What do you like, Dale?
He asked you, not me. I don't bet on this.
I'm going to defer.
Don't
I'm
defer
going to
me.
The Chelsea and Porto game.
You bet. I don't bet on this stuff, so I don't even really
Dale, you know
it.
These games.
I would take.
Tell me the pick.
I would only go money line. I don't know about goals.
Yeah. Who do you think will win, PSG or Bayern?
I think Bayern wins the first leg.
Okay, what about Chelsea versus...
That's your pick. You just said that.
Oh, I'm going to go with Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea on the road in Portugal? That's what you're looking for?
Lance, where's the confidence at, man? Where's the confidence?
Well, that Macedonia thing has
him
crushed.
Let me see what Badlands likes on the covers for him, because that's where I'm getting all my soccer picks from anyway.
You should be talking to
it's
Jerry
not
Bo.
Actually me. It's not actually me making these. Here's what this guy thinks. Here's the guy who does this for a living. Oh, he hasn't put him out yet.
Talk to Jerry Bo.
That's my
He's
man.
He's got picks.
Dude, Jerry Bo is a soccer picking machine. At least he has been in the past.
Yeah, I don't know if you follow Jerry Bo. Jerry Bo knows with a Z because he's cool. Gabe, that's a guy you follow on Twitter. And then he has a premium thing on Twitter as well where he gets picks. Follow that guy. We're just pikers, particularly Lance.
Not me.
He took Germany over Macedonia.
But that should be an easy one, Dale.
What? How much? Was it easy for you, though?
No.
All right.
It should have been.
Jerry
should have been.
Sorry, the fatherland has took the L there, and so did you.
Do you think PSG could win 2-1, Dell?
I'm not the guy. I just told you. Talk to Jerry. You can tweet him. He'll respond.
Do you think you should say goodbye?
Oh, it's time for you to leave?
He's got to talk about custom patios first.
But before then?
Bye, bitch.
Well,
doesn't count now. Texas Custom Patios.
Of course it counts. Why doesn't it count?
Steven Schell and Texas Custom Patios, his entire crew, what they do for you is they come to your home, assess the backyard and the space that you have. And really, if you think, it's my house is flat, there's nothing that protrudes, it's not, you're not going to, I don't even have a breezeway. Well, for one, they could build you one. But secondly, they can build it onto your home, an existing structure, and it looks like it was built there from the beginning. It's amazing. Go to tcplance.com. That stands for Texas Custom Patios. tcplance.com. Go look at my house before and go look after, and then give me a shout and tell me what you think, because it's unbelievable the work that they're able to do and the jobs that they're able to do in terms of turning your house into a home. And it is incredible the way that they're able to stay on what their itinerary is. This is the time frame. This is the amount that we're charging. This is exactly what it looks like. And you know what? They make it so hassle-free. And the workmanship is phenomenal. And I can prove it when you go see my home at tcplance.com. It's Texas Custom Patios.
ESPN 97.5.